The Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists. Our journey to advance women's healthcare. Historically, women's healthcare was considered nothing more than the delivery of children and was left in the hands of the community and lay women with no formal training. Even by the start of the 20th century, there were few opportunities for advancing the study and practice of obstetrics, gynaecology, and midwifery. Whilst the world was moving forward, the number of women dying during child delivery remained high. Professionals weren't taken seriously, and their work lacked representation. The RCOG was founded on a vision to improve healthcare for women everywhere by setting standards for clinical practice, providing doctors with training and lifelong learning, and advocating for women's healthcare worldwide, a commitment we celebrate to this day. Improving healthcare for women everywhere means advancing fundamental healthcare for our society. It means fewer lives lost and better lives lived. We were established in 1929 by two 20th century obstetrician gynaecologists, Professor William Blair Bell and Sir William Fletcher Shaw. Starting from Fletcher Shaw's rooms in Manchester, the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists laid the foundation and aims for an ambitious future, which led us to a new home in the heart of London's medical district. It was here that Sir Henry Simpson, a Foundation Fellow of the College and Royal Gynaecologist, persuaded the Duke and Duchess of York to open the building. The college gained further acceptance and recognition when Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth became our first patron, and Royal Charter was granted in 1947. In 1951, Her Royal Highness Princess Elizabeth was admitted as an honorary